Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. John Rappaport's coming up. He's ready to lay it on you. Look at all these headlines. Biden's team says it isn't necessary for him to meet with Trump during transition because Trump's not meeting with him. It's all crap. Judge dismisses Trump's campaign's Pennsylvania lawsuit, slams strained reasoning. Those are all Democrat operatives. We expect that. They plan to go to the Supreme Court. But here's what you won't see in national news. Pennsylvania judge blocks further election certification steps. Pennsylvania judge issued a temporary restraining order to the state for taking any further actions to certify the election results. The ruling stops action until the November 27th hearing to the extent that there remains any further action to perfect the certification of the results of the general election. But you heard that Pennsylvania and all these states were certified. They weren't. So the media is at next level fraud. Gore didn't concede for 37 days until the Supreme Court ruled against him. We're only 20-something days now. But they tell you it's unprecedented. Trump's a dictator. The military should remove him. They're preying on the general public's ignorance of process. There was a good article yesterday in the town hall that laid it out that Trump's got a very good chance. 13,000 votes. They found a bunch of extra votes even in the automatic recount, which shouldn't have found any. Trump didn't even want the automatic recount. He wants to go in and check the signatures. They didn't even check the signatures. They just accepted them. And you have all these videos. We played it a month before the election in Philadelphia. The guy looking over his shoulder and like riding on it and going. And now there's all these videos. I've seen more than 20 of them of people doing that. And then covering up the windows with cardboard and kicking the Trump people out. Of course they're engaged in mass fraud. Of course Dominion's been decertified in a bunch of states because of fraud. But they just keep gaslighting you, telling you that that isn't the case. They keep lying to you. Now, I want to hit another piece of news before we go to break and then introduce John Rappaport, who's going to be taking over. Biden doesn't just want open borders so they can bring in new voters they control, in his own admission. His new national security pick, as he's with the media, this new hoax that he's the president-elect, Jake Sullivan, worked for the Clintons, and he gave a long speech. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but he says we need to encourage China's rise and not block any of it. And that's how we stop war. Oh, give them the personnel office management hack. Give them all the debt. Let them own Hollywood. Let them put in Huawei 5G. Let them do whatever they want. The globalists are using China to absorb us. And here he is talking about this out-of-control behavior with a regime that's killed five times what Hitler did. Here it is.
For Xi, a new model meant you stay on your side of the Pacific and we'll stay on ours. So the term sort of fell out of use fairly quickly, at least on the American side. In any event, the basic strategic dynamic that produced the idea of the new model remains. The inherent instability generated by a competition between a rising power and an established power. Now, Owen Harries was right when he warned against containment of China. That is a self-defeating policy, but so is acquiescence. We need to strike a middle course, one that encourages China's rise in a manner consistent with an open, fair, rules-based regional order. This will require care and prudence and strategic foresight, and maybe even more basically, it will require sustained attention. It may not have escaped your notice that these are not an ample supply in Washington right now. And now, amidst this discussion of the U.S.-China relationship, let's not forget...
All right, it goes on for an hour, but here he is, making it sound very nice to, be friendly, let them do what they want. They're taking us over. They're an authoritarian model, AI. They ran their whole COVID hoax. We, like Chicken Little, ran into our houses, and they're saying we never come out as China becomes the global engine. We're being shut off. They're saying if a factory has one COVID case, the factory closes, and there's one COVID case in a grocery store, you don't just pull all the employees, you shut it down. This is siege. It's war. And all the little compliant sheep think they're heroes doing this. They're destroying the future and starving the third world to death in a chain reaction that I'll tell you about briefly. And then hand the baton to John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com. On the other side, I'm with Band.Video. Urgent warnings are being issued right now by the United Nations, the Davos Group, Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs. They're saying that the COVID virus is going to cause a global depression and hundreds of millions to starve to death. Incredible. They're the very organizations that ordered the global lockdowns that are causing the chain reaction that's causing the mass starvation, not the COVID virus. That is a fact. And all the hero sheep that wear the mask and go along with this are signing on to mass murder bigger than what Hitler did. That's when we got the Geneva Convention and the Nuremberg Code. This is a medical world government tyrannical takeover, causing starvation, setting up world IDs, and coming with forced inoculations. And now Bank of America says global unrest is sure to trigger an even bigger depression. That story's on InfoWars.com. That's why it's vital for all of you to be public and to say you do not stand for this or the mass global genocide being caused by the planetary Great Reset.
For something I couldn't find anywhere else. But I don't want to be nobody, just want a chance to be myself.
All right, ladies and gentlemen,
I've done a thousand
miles. I am your host, Alex Jones, and I'm going to hand the baton to John Rappaport from NoMoreFakeNews.com. Great investigative journalist for some of the top TV networks, you name it, ferreting out stories. One of the producers behind the scenes, a good friend of mine for, I don't know, 15, 20 years. And boy, has it all come true. And when I tell this story briefly, hand the baton to him, I want to tell it not because I feel powerful. I mean, I get my security guy in here. He's a serious guy. You know, worked for Army, the Marines, Blackwater, CIA, you name it. And he'll tell you, you never seen anything like it. I'm being followed everywhere by the FBI and the CIA now. Okay? They come and they sit down next to us at restaurants with no one in the building. They say, how you doing, Mr. Jones? As soon as I pull my phone out, they put mask on. I mean, this is ridiculous. And it's because they already know what happened. They saw us with that crowd of a half million or more chanting Alex Jones. It wasn't about my personal power trip. I felt the angel of death flying around when they were doing that, because the system knows we have real support. And they know we got Trump elected. They're afraid of you. And so I got to just tell you the good news, though. I've gotten a bunch of calls from very prominent people, some of the biggest talk show hosts on TV, radio, podcasting. They've all been calling me and saying, you know, I want to apologize to you. I thought you were nuts. Everything you said is now happening. And they told me, they're like, man, like, I'm here in Hollywood and like everybody talks about you all day. Or, hey, I'm here in New York. They talk about you all day. Or I'm here in Austin. You know, people really love you now. What's going on? And I'm like, listen, it's because we were just covering what the globalists were going to do. I'm not that special. I know that what they say they're going to do, they try to do. Well, they say they want to kill 95% of the population. Ted Turner used to say 80%. Now he says 95%. And they pay for textbooks teaching kids to hate themselves. And so they're making their move. And if they can get away with cutting off the resources and starving the third world and bringing us to heal, they'll do it. The limit of their evil is total. So I just want to say this as a bellwether or a gauge, because I'm a very humble person, and I'm way more humble than I used to be, because I realize how much danger we're all in. I don't tell you that story to make myself sound big. I want you, because a lot of you aren't well-known or you're not famous. You don't see it. We're strong. And the whole globalist takeover is a move because of their weakness with the global awakening. I am prominent. I'm known. David Icke will tell you. I mean, that guy had thousands coming out to see him 30 years ago. He's got hundreds of thousands now. Okay? And so I'm just telling you that people in government, the White House, top Fox hosts, top podcasters, you name the name. Okay? I'm talking top Hollywood stars who I don't care about. They know I don't care about it. They don't care about it anymore. It's all collapsing. It's all gone. And then they say, well, what's the zeitgeist? Well, it's Alex Jones. No, you're the zeitgeist. And so As negative and as bad and as scary as all of this is, we've been in a trance. Evil's really built up, but now the awakening's here. And John Rappaport will be here for the rest of the hour. Then we've got some best of stuff coming up, but I've got to take 3 or 4 days off. I never take off. I don't want to take off, but I've got to do it to get my head straight. And I've got to make some decisions about what I'm going to do and what I'm going to personally think people should do. It's going to be peaceful, but they're coming with deadly vaccines. They're coming with cancer viruses. They're coming with reprogramming, recombinant stuff for your cells, the mRNA. It's not a vaccine. It's a genetic takeover. They're coming with violence, violating the Geneva Code, the Nuremberg Code, the Geneva Convention. I mean, this is real war. So, folks, you better get serious, and you better get on your knees, and you better talk to God. John Rappaport, we love you, brother. I'll be listening. God bless, and I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, sir. All right.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Well, quite the intro, a double intro. John, take it over.
Hey, twice. Thank you, Alex. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. All right, let's start with this today. A lot of stories here. Alan Joyce, the CEO of Qantas Airlines, announced a day or two ago, yes, it looks like we're going to be limiting travel to those people who get the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, when it appears, make things safe, and I believe that all airlines are going to follow suit, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There you go. How did you like that? Let's look at that clip again. Here is Alan Joyce gets a pie in the face from a grizzled Aussie down under. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then he had to go change his suit, and everything was okay. Come on, play that one again. Give us that just a little, yeah, he's giving a talk. It's, yeah. This was not the announcement about the vaccine and travel. This was a later Leadership Matters speech. It sure does, baby. It sure does. Okay. Now, here's my follow-up on that. The Australian powers that be are thinking, well, you know, if this Australian guy did not have access to pies, then we wouldn't have a problem. So if we take away all the pies in Australia, confiscate them, and pass a law against manufacturing or selling pies, then everything is going to be okay, right? Isn't that the case? Yeah, yes, Bob, of course, it looks like the case. Yes, I think that's a great idea. Let's have a shutdown on all pies in Australia. Does that sound like anything familiar having to do with, guns, which they took away in Australia some years ago? Indeed, he do. So there are people pushing back, and not just with pies, because after the break, I'm going to have another video, very strong video, that has already been posted on InfoWars, but I want everybody to see it again. And not only to see it, but to get it out there, to spread it all over the planet, because it's an illustration of freedom in action. Yeah, there's the pie again. So, let's see. In the face of the pie, I'm looking at my notes here. I hope you know that 5 sheriffs in prominent counties in Southern California, population total 17 million, which I believe would make it the 6th most populous state in the union, have refused to enforce Governor Newsom's new curfew order. They're not going to do it. That's 5 sheriffs in 5 major counties like Orange County and so forth in Los Angeles area. Not going to enforce this mandate from the governor. And a recall is in progress against Governor Newsom. And and it's gaining steam. They're getting lots and lots of signatures for it. It's happening, folks. Because even the liberals in California can see the hypocrisy, because people have caught Newsom out there having dinner with friends, violating his own order. There was a conference in Hawaii, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the guy is an idiot, a moron, a predator, a traitor, and he's the governor of California. People are waking up. They're seeing it. They're understanding it. As Alex just said, even the elite liberals realize that the whole system is crashing and collapsing around them. And it's not going to be kind to them. Oh, we thought we were immune from the whole deal. We thought we were above the system. We thought we were above the left, which we pledge our allegiance to, but it turns out not the case. It looks like we may be going down as well. Well, that's not okay. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the break with more pie.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switch to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Okay. Now, I want to set up here, the next video here, which is much longer, and I want to play the whole thing. This happened in Buffalo a few days ago. A small gym workout, pumping iron, whatever. Looks like it happened at night. There's about, 6-7 people in the gym, it looks like. Maybe more. We don't see them all. I'm presuming the gym owners are there and a few friends, clients, whatever. Obviously, some complaint went out. The cops arrived. These are sheriff's people and a public health officer. Hold on. Don't start the video yet. I want to get this whole thing. Okay. This is a confrontation. This is like 3 or 4 of the cops, the sheriff's people, and a public health officer that think that they're going to have an easy time to roll over these people in the gym because there's too many of them, they're exceeding the limit, or they're not wearing masks or whatever. But something else happens entirely, and I want you to watch it and listen to the audio. Let's play the whole thing now. Here we go.
You're on private property. You need to leave.
We're asking to appeal to your compassionate side. I know you're a taxpayer. You know, our tax dollars guarantee your guys' paychecks. But some of these people actually work for their money, and they don't want to lose their livelihood. I've lost friends, I've lost family who've killed themselves. I've seen clients die because they've lost their livelihood.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I know you are, and I'm asking for you to guys have some compassion for the people that have lost everything.
We do have compassion for people who
Okay, well, you need to go have compassion out in the parking lot. But this is private property.
This is
private property. This is private property.
Yes, it is.
It's private property.
I can argue
that. Listen, man, this is private property. They're not wanted here. So do your jobs.
Well, his job is...
Your job is to remove people that are not wanted here.
You have a
We're wanted here.
Department.
They're not.
She's hiding her name tag.
I'm not. It's my name.
They're just doing their job.
There we go.
You should all be wearing masks. How
I'm not doing anything wrong.
Don't worry about my health. My health isn't your concern.
You're meant to be wearing a mask. It's a government.
Okay, well, then write me up.
It's the law.
Okay, then take me to jail.
It's not the law.
Then take me to jail.
Show me the law.
Show me the law.
Anywhere.
Show me the law.
It is
You have to leave.
Right now, you're trespassing without a warrant. You need
Master,
to leave.
You're trespassing.
You're not trespassing.
You're trespassing.
It doesn't matter. We have a right to be
here. Get a warrant, dude. Go get a warrant.
Bring a warrant.
Go get a warrant.
Yes, you do.
Come back with a warrant or leave.
Don't write the law.
You can walk on any property with no warrant.
Go get a warrant. You guys are breaking the law right now. You're breaking the law. Go outside. No, go on your phone outside. Go on your phone outside.
I would really like it if you
Where did you hear the report?
I haven't done anything.
You're not going to break the law,
dude. Who reported it?
You know what? I don't know.
Yeah, it's anonymous, right?
Yes,
it's anonymous.
But
it can't be anonymous.
Complaint.
You need to know your accuser. You don't get to violate the Constitution. It does not matter. You don't circumvent or subvert the Constitution. That's the way it works.
Call the news. Okay, Mitch, you need to leave.
I want
to
get out.
Get out! No, now we got to get off the property. We got to get off the property.
You're not welcome here.
This is a Black Lives Matter protest.
You guys got to go to the road. You got to go to the road.
We will not comply. We will not comply. We will not comply.
This is a protest, guys.
We do not have to disband.
It is a protest.
This is a lawful protest.
We will not comply.
To the road.
And they are breaking the law. This would be a good radio show for you.
Fucking New Age Nazis is what they are.
All right, we're still going on here. We're still going on this video. They're pushing them out. You can see that. See what happened there? You understand what that is? What's going on there? They're not just pushing them out of the gym. They're pushing them off the property.
Take your commie shit! Oh.
And now they're gone. Now, if this video gets all over the world, and people begin to see what happened there in Buffalo, New York, with these people who just said no, that's it, to those people that you're watching there in the picture, what do you think that would do? Let's say 30 million, 40 million more people see this video. And they wake up a little bit or a lot. They start realizing, wow, you know, this is not exactly what I thought it was. This whole COVID nightmare. People who are on the fence, people who don't know, people who aren't sure, what should I do? How should I think? How should I look at this? Whatever. The freedom fire that is in every human being, no matter who they are, begins to emerge when they see these people, these, what do you call them, Americans, patriots, heroes, standing up and saying, no, that's not going to happen. Get out. That fire begins to burn. That freedom begins to take hold. People begin to remember where they came from, what they're about. It's one more log on the fire of freedom. If you share this video and it goes out to millions of people around the world and they see it. Some people say, well, yeah, but you can't do this with other kinds of cops. You can't do it in all kinds of situations. Shut up. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the inspiration for freedom that these people just seen here that you saw provided. We'll be right back.
Urgent warnings are being issued right now by the United Nations, the Davos Group, Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs. They're saying that the COVID virus is going to cause a global depression and hundreds of millions to starve to death. Incredible. They're the very organizations that ordered the global lockdowns that are causing the chain reaction that's causing the mass starvation, not the COVID virus. That is a fact. And all the heroes sheep that wear the mask and go along with this are signing on to mass murder bigger than what Hitler did. That's when we got the Geneva Convention and the Nuremberg Code. This is a medical world government tyrannical takeover, causing starvation, setting up world IDs, and coming with forced inoculations. And now Bank of America says global unrest is sure to trigger an even bigger depression. That story's on InfoWars.com. That's why it's vital for all of you to be public and to say you do not stand for this or the mass global genocide being caused by the planetary Great Reset.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Okay, here we're back. So, you get the picture from that video that we just showed of Buffalo. These are guys, people in the gym, that just said no. You know? I mean, it wasn't planned. It wasn't like, okay, now when the cops are coming, etc. No, no. Cops walked in, public health officer. Freedom kicked in. And these guys were tough enough to put it right there on the line to the cops. It's private property. Get out. They drove them out. They drove them out of the gym. They drove them out of the parking lot. They drove them off the property. That means something. That's the point. That means something. That cuts through a lot of fog, is my point. And I'm going to press this point in as many ways as I possibly can. There they go, off the property or out of the gym. And they follow them, and they follow them all the way off the property. Freedom kicks in. It's kicking in all over the world. Major media is not covering it, of course. There are protests across Europe now, momentous events. Italy, Poland, Spain, Germany, France, UK. Happening. large numbers of people. These are COVID lockdown protests. You're killing us. You're destroying the economy. You're destroying the country. You're telling us we can't come out. You're telling us we can't go back to work. Yeah, look at that little protest on the screen. What is that, like maybe 500,000 people there? You know, you think NBC is interested or CBS? Yeah, they're interested in blacking it out and censoring it because that means freedom. That crowd means freedom. These people are fed up. They've had enough. So here come the water cannons being shot at them. But it's futile because there's too many of those people there. They're not going to disperse the whole crowd. These people, just like the people Stop the Steal in Washington, whatever it was, several hundred thousand or more, want freedom. That's what they're looking for. That's the impulse they feel. You put somebody in jail, they want freedom. That's what these people in all these European protests are talking about. That's what the five sheriffs in Southern California are talking about when they say, we're not going to enforce this curfew by the governor. Are you kidding? 17 million people there in those five counties. But there's you, there's me, there's everybody else. There's nobody that doesn't have that impulse for freedom to get out of jail. It's that obvious to get out of jail. COVID lockdowns. What about the churches? What about the churches? Churches are supposed to be separate from the state, aren't they? Separation of church and state. Oh, wait a minute. They're all 501c3 nonprofit corporations now in the United States. Therefore, they're beholden to the government. I don't think that's what the Constitution had in mind. Constitution had in mind religious freedom, the freedom to practice religion. What does that mean? The freedom to connect with God, with a higher power, with whatever people are connecting with of a higher nature by their own definition and decision. Freedom. Oh, but no, you're going to have to shut down the churches. You can't come out of the church. You can't go into the churches. You can't come out of the churches. Churches are closed. No freedom. Well, people all over the country are rebelling and all over the world are rebelling against that. I get reports, not just of churches. I get reports of pockets of the economy all over the United States that are wide open. I mean, wide open. They're not making a big deal of it, but they're wide open. No masks, no distancing, packed restaurants. It's happening. People are ignoring the lockdowns, the mandates, the restrictions, all of this insanity that's being lowered on the population's head in the name of some kind of virus. People are ignoring that. They're going back to work. We've got to open the economy every which way we can. Above ground, underground, sideways, upside down, inside out, whatever it is. During the Great Depression of the 1930s, I'm told there were 3,000 local currencies, money, issued by people in different communities around the United States. These were efforts to bypass the federal money system, which had been collapsed momentarily in order to create Great Depression, intentionally. Open the economy every which way you can. The freedom impulse. That's what they want to squash with the masks. They want to keep the lockdowns and the masks going long enough so that an overwhelming number of people shuffle along a bleak road to death. With no willpower, no determination, no ambition, no energy left, no spirit. No spirit of what? Of freedom. you could say, of patriotism, of American freedom, of their own freedom. I mean, isn't that what it comes down to? Your own freedom, everybody's freedom, natural freedom that predates any government formation or constitution or structure. Isn't that what it comes down to? And what you're seeing take shape in the would-be, could-be, maybe Biden administration is exactly that crushing of the soul and the spirit and freedom. If we make enough people shuffle along enough bleak streets, long enough wearing their masks, hiding out behind their masks in fear, if we lock them down long enough in their homes and destroy their ability to work and bankrupt enough of their small and medium-sized businesses and shut them down, we destroy their will to freedom, their will to live, their will to thrive, their will to strive for what they want in their lives, independent of what the friggin' government wants. That's where they're going. That's where they're going now. That's where they've been going. They want to accelerate it. They want the darkest of dark winters. But freedom doesn't die. I got a news flash for you. Freedom does not die. Even in people who think it's dying. There comes a make-break point where things get bad enough and that impulse kicks in for that person, that impulse to freedom. And no matter what they're saying, no matter what they're doing, no matter what political party they're in or what they say about the election or anything or whatever, oh, I wanted this and that and we all have to obey and whatever, blah, 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 all of that suddenly goes away. And now the fire of freedom comes forward. It's there. It's undeniable. It takes over like an involuntary reflex on behalf of survival. It takes over. And that's why I want that video of what happened in Buffalo to go worldwide to 50, 100 million people so they see what that freedom looks like up close and personal. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Well, I won't. Back here for the last segment. Down.
No, I won't.
Freedom. Down. It's an impulse. It's like the need for food. Baby reaches out for food. Person reaches out for freedom. Healthy freedom. Not the freedom to go crazy and insane and destroy and loot, burn and all that. Healthy freedom. To look around and say, I'm alive. What do I want to do now that I know I'm alive? This is life. This is my choice. This is my ambition. I'm going to put my energy and will and determination and intelligence and creativity into this life to do what I want to do. I'm living in a system or a society or a country where I can do that until you're not. But long before that happens, you know, let's face it, okay? Let's just talk here between the two of us. We know that certain things creep in. They creep in all kinds of ways from all different sources and school and training and jobs and so on and so forth to kind of put a lid, a buffer on that freedom, on that healthy, strong, powerful, outgoing freedom. So that by the time fascist scum come along, with serious programs to destroy that freedom, it's already being tamped down to some degree in most people already. But then the real heavyweights come along. What's their story? They hate freedom. I mean, they want it in some perverted way for themselves, but they hate it everybody else. And they hate it when they see a healthy, pure, vigorous, outgoing, strong, determined, energetic freedom. They really hate that. And why do they hate that? Because they know that it's so deeply, deeply, deeply buried in themselves. They think it's out of reach. It's gone. They'll never find it in themselves. So when they see it reflected in other people, they hate it. And they have to destroy it as if they could wipe out the memory, the knowledge, the understanding that freedom exists if they wipe it out in enough free-loving people. That's what's going on. That's what's happened. That's the story. And sure, at different levels of the repression, you get these robot bureaucrats and puppets and front men and paid off people and bribed, blackmailed people. You get puppets like Joe Biden is a puppet. Kamala Harris is a willing puppet. As long as she can fret and strut her hour on the stage. Yeah, you get people like that. But the impulse and the top level people behind are the people that really feel this deep need to destroy freedom. They have to destroy it wherever they can find it, and that means you. It means me. It means wherever they can locate it, they want to destroy it. So they're not just looking for one person or two people. They figure the best strategy is to destroy it everywhere. Destroy it everywhere. Destroy the free market. Destroy the ability to work. Destroy the ability to make human connection with all these distancing regulations. Make people submit and hide behind the mask. Lock them down. Throw them out of work. In-house arrest in their homes, which is what the lockdowns are, one after another. Destroy that impulse for freedom until people just surrender and give up and say, whatever you want, I go along. No, no, no. That's why that Buffalo video that I showed is so important, because for 10 minutes, people woke up and said, no, this is not going to happen. Cops, public health, we don't care. You're out of here. You're gone. You're done. Get out. This is private property. And, of course, that's the other key element of this. The people who were struggling for freedom for centuries in many countries, but mainly in Europe, were completely aware that private property was a major component of that. Because why? Because vassals and kings and emperors and all kinds of people owned everything, right? And if they didn't own it, they would take it over or give it to their friends. So the idea of being free and strong was intimately tied to the idea of owning property, to say, this is mine. And, of course, you can see the incredible attacks that have been waged against that. Socialism, communism, et cetera, et cetera. And they all amount to the same thing. We want to abolish. We have to abolish private property because that designates that some people are better off than others, and we can't have that. So we have to eliminate it altogether so the state owns everything. It's all in perpetuity taken out of the hands of people because you don't deserve to have property. You don't deserve to protect property. You don't deserve to have a gun that allows you to protect property. You don't have the freedom to own property or to protect it. That's all an illusion that's going away because we, the insane ones, are going to destroy all of that. So you have all these front people, paid thugs, loonies, et cetera, true believers in the cult of COVID, that are doing all of this destruction and threats and intimidation. It's all aimed at the same direction, freedom, the impulse for freedom. The principle, yes. The constitutional embodiment, yes. The guarantee of, yes. But why? If that doesn't come from inside where freedom begins, from you, from your impulse for freedom, to live, to be alive, to make decisions and choices on your own about what to do. That's what Republic, the American Republic, was set up for. That's why government was so severely hamstrung in the Constitution. That's what the states were all about, because, face it, it was the states who gave up powers in order to accept, ratify, and sign the Constitution. That was the process. It all goes back, though, to this fire inside of a human, living human being, freedom. That desire, that power for freedom, that has to spread like wildfire across the world now in any way possible. That's why I wanted to bring this clip back around in a circle to InfoWars viewers and show it to as many people as possible, the Buffalo clip in the gym, so that you would take it, would send it out, you would share it, you would make sure that it gets out to millions and millions of people as just one way to wake up that impulse that's inside people that says to them, I'm alive. This is me talking to me. This is not epidemic, virus, germ, be afraid, mask, ooh, Fauci, oh, we think we know, PCR test, number of cases, infections are rising, we have to shut you down again, This is none of that. This has nothing to do with that. That's all the front job, the front end of the repression. That's all the brain clicking and clacking. It's going, oh, yeah, we have to look at, because the scientific journals said that they isolate the virus and the genetic engineer and the genome and the sequencing and yeah. I've spent 9 months refuting every scientific premise of this friggin' pretended pandemic, and it all eventually comes around in a circle to where it began. They moved in, and they suppressed freedom, and they want to keep on doing it. That impulse in you is their target, and they intend to destroy it completely, leaving you and all those whom you love to be a shell of what they once were. That is just anything they can do with as they wish to insert whatever they want or exterminate, wipe out, rub out. That's where they're going. That's what they're doing. And the remedy from the beginning and always is the freedom fire inside every human that is going to say, no, absolutely not, in many ways. See you next time.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.